There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
And we're joined in the studio, I'm pleased to say, by Barney Almazar, who's a director at Gulf Law. Barney, really nice to have you on the program with us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me here.
Now, you're here to talk to us about, you have an essential OFW guide. Tell us a little bit about that for the uninitiated. Tell us about the guide that you're sort of you've worked on, and this is the second version now.
Yeah, 3 years ago, we published the essential OFW guide to UAE. This is actually in response to a lot of Filipinos going to the consulate and embassy asking for legal assistance. So to be able to reach a lot of Filipinos, we have given free copies, about 120,000 on our first edition. And now we are finalizing the latest edition. Of course, we are to incorporate the new cabinet decisions, which we will be talking about later on. So hopefully it will be out in the next couple of months.
And Barney, all good lawyers have a great reputation, and you've worked really hard on yours. You have a reputation for helping Filipinos, offering free legal advice. You know, you help them with one-on-one sessions. There's lots of instances, I guess, where people are coming over. It's a new country. You're away from family. You're away from friends. There's lots and lots of things to get your head around, and you're quite into promoting strong advice, legal advice, free advice where you can help low-income workers to make sure they're not being taken advantage of, because there are lots of areas you're seeing people coming to you in particular with problems.
Yes, I mean, it's unfortunate that the reason why most of us Filipinos would come here is to help our families back home. And, you know, it is heartbreaking when they have to go back empty-handed. And in fact, they are in a worse position because, you know, they have been duped here and they still have to pay loans. So with the book, we are really hoping that we are able to address this pressing concerns in the most practical manner.
Well, it is a very practical guide. I'm just looking at a copy here, and it starts with, are you ready to be an OFW in the UAE? Obviously, it's foreign worker, of course, but it does go into lots and lots of areas that if you were new to the UAE, you may not have any idea of. Respect for religion and customs, social ethics, the very simple kind of human side of things. And then it moves into understanding the financial structure of the UAE, the UAE Central Bank, how things work, and through business setup, business structure, visas, immigration. It really is. There's so much in it. Most common problems. I mean, we're pointing to people who've been less than fortunate, perhaps have been duped. Wherever you go on Earth, you can run into issues. It's not unique to the UAE, of course. But is there something in particular that stands out that made you think, I need to do this? I need to get this booklet together? What was it that drove it?
Yeah, I mean, we were not really thinking of publishing a book. We were just thinking of maybe we can provide like a guideline to the embassy staff, to the consulate staff, so that when Filipinos would go there, they are able to give advice.
Okay.
But again, because we don't have a budget for this project. But then all of a sudden, when people found out what we are doing, they say, oh, maybe we can assist with the publication. That's why we ended up with 120,000 free copies to be given away. But we can summarize the problems. I mean, maybe other nationalities will also be facing this. But we have come up in the first edition. It's called the five I's or the five-letter I's. The first one is indebtedness. Next I is intoxication and illegal drugs. And then third will be the immorality or, you know, like premarital sex and things like related to family. Mm-hmm. And then fourth will be the illegal recruitment. Fifth are the improper documents or the fake documents. But on our new edition, we have added a sixth I, which is investment scams.
And this is investment scams is something we're hearing a lot more about. And you've been involved in a case to do with that, too.
Well, recently, I mean, maybe if I could say one of the other lawyers would even consider this as a landmark decision wherein we were able to assist a Filipino to secure a judgment from the court for 1 million dirhams.
Wow.
So, but what I have said, you know, even if your friend would borrow money from you, sometimes it's very difficult to get it back.
Yeah.
What more if you are running after people who really have no intention to return your money. So our next hurdle really is to execute. You know, we have a judgment confirming that he is entitled to 1 million dirhams plus interest, but then
enforcing that. Yes, finding the people responsible and enforcing it. But very impressive in terms of the landmark case. You're being very sort of modest, can I say, Barney, about that. But I mean, it's very interesting. I've got a copy of the guide in front of me here. And we've just been talking about the new visa rules that have come in. Obviously, it's early days. We don't know some of the detail, but some of the things are going to be really helpful for some of the people that come to you in terms of the insurance money that's there. That's a big increase for people who are coming here working for the first time in case it goes wrong. This is really going to make a difference.
Yes. I mean, we have several cabinet rulings that have been released, but I mean, it will affect the visitors, the tourists, the residents, and those families who are overstaying. But I think on our discussion right now, I think much of the focus is what will happen to those who already have problems. I think majority would be benefited by that new rule wherein if you have overstayed and you can voluntarily submit yourself for deportation, or you can come back in the UAE. And for those who are illegal, who have entered the country illegally, there is still also a hope for them. So basically, the government is giving you a second chance to legalize your stay, make the most out of your stay in the UAE.
And Barney, what advice would you have then if anyone's listening to this perhaps and they're thinking, well, under these new rules, the amnesty, there might be some way that I can either go home in a way that's safe and legal, or there's a way that I can make myself become a legal resident here in Dubai. What advice would you have for anyone listening?
Yeah. Right now, we only have the directives. Maybe in a matter of days, we will now get the procedures, the rules, and the time when it could already be implemented. My advice for them is to prepare for it already. Like, for example, maybe some of them have not renewed their passports. If you want to legalize your stay in the UAE, even if you have a new sponsor, where are we going to stamp your new visa? So maybe you can do the preparation and start renewing your passport. If you have a pending police case, then maybe we can start by already doing the clearance, so that by the time that we are already okay to go to the immigration, all your...
You've got everything in order.
You have everything, yeah. And the only thing that we have to do is either to you exit and come back, or probably give your... The details of your new sponsor so that your new visa can be processed.
We've been talking to Barney Almazar, who's the director of Gulf Law. Barney, I have to say, looking at the essential OFW guide to the UAE, I don't think it's just people from the Philippines that would benefit from this. There's some really good information in terms of understanding moving to another place. I want to thank you for coming on the programme, and best of luck with the second version of the guide. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.